challenge for me. That sounds like fun. See, someone's finally bringing me some food. But before all that, let's talk sport with Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com. Blair's a fan, a sports fan engagement specialist. Hello to you, Blair.
Oh, good morning, Spencer. It's great to be back at the Ecker
today. Day two at the Ecker for you.
It's fantastic. I brought my family today, so we've had a great day so far.
Yeah, now there they are. So little Ramona down there and Gemma as well. So hello. It's kind of family day. Dan Barrett brought Murphy in.
Oh, it's a beautiful day today. We've made a flower crown and, Ramona's having a great day, so it's fantastic.
Is she up to Bluey stage yet?
I'm going to get the Bluey show bag today. Okay. And we do watch a lot of Bluey. We love the Origin one that they did as well. That was fantastic.
Yes.
So
So Bluey's performing live on stage just above us in this pavilion.
That's right.
I think right now, but probably a couple of times during the day as well.
Yep.
So make sure Ramona gets along to that. Now, we've got to start off talking about what happened at Leichhardt Oval yesterday, Blair. Scary scenes, the sort of thing we've seen from overseas before. You certainly don't expect to see in Australia. And if you haven't seen this, it was a schoolboy rugby union match. And maybe we were talking about maybe 20 or so people essentially just collapsed. As part of the seating just collapsed. They all fell on top of each other. I mean, thankfully, no one seriously injured.
Absolutely. I think there was a report of 15 people in this area when it collapsed, but nobody was transported to hospital. But the footage that came out, someone was recording a try being scored and all these fans are then jumping up and down and rightly so kind of thing. All of a sudden, it just falls over and this concrete area. But thankfully, it was only sort of 1 metre or 2 metres high. They fell onto each other, but thankfully, you know, this is unheard of in Australia with this happening at our stadiums and our venues. So it was shocking footage, but thankfully, no one's injured.
But of course, what people are saying now is, you know, we've got this tussle at the moment between the NRL and the New South Wales government. The New South Wales government was going to pay for some upgrades of suburban grounds. The government has said we need the money for the people living with flooding, from the flooding. The NRL is threatening to move the grand final to Brisbane, good for us, and then this happens.
Absolutely, bring it to us. North Queensland versus Brisbane could happen, but look, how's the timing? It's absolutely incredible. This timing would happen at a rugby game that was a schoolboy rugby game there, but it was.
It's a ground that the NRL plays at.
Absolutely, yeah. West Tigers ground. I think they said there was 15,000 people there as well. So you know, this could have been terrible.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So for the NRL, it's the evidence that they were looking for. Sadly, people, you know, had a pretty scary experience. Mm. Thankfully, no one seriously injured. What happened with apart from the fact I'm five from, I think I'm, have we had five games so far? I'm still perfect round so far, right? Which is pretty.
That's right, five games so far.
Six?
Yeah,
no, look at that. Six from six.
All well right. done.
Take
well,
us through the results.
Well, last night, Souths absolutely destroyed the Warriors 48-10. Alex Johnson picked up another try there, so he's leading on 22 at the moment for try scoring. Penrith defeated Canberra 26-6. Ricky Stewart was the big talking point there in the press conference, basically ripping into one of the Penrith players. Really unprofessional, as fans have pointed out on social media. And then Cronulla defeated St George 24-18. So today we've got some good games here. West versus Newcastle, that's a bottom of the table kind of one there, but a big one for West. But the big game is Canterbury versus North Queensland in Bundaberg. So this game's taking place in Bundaberg at Salter Oval. And it's actually a Canterbury home game. So Bundaberg, the state government, and the Bulldogs have taken this game to Bundaberg. So a really interesting one. They've said it's going to inject basically $1.7 million into the local economy. I found interesting, too, on the website for the game, they've actually got an e-scooter parking area, which I hadn't seen before. Normally you have bicycle parking. And the other thing that was interesting, Spencer, on the terms and conditions, it also said that they had to remind fans to wear shoes to the game, which I think that's a bit unfair for Bundaberg locals.
Hashtag Bundaberg, or was that a joke?
I might have been a bit of
last
a joke.
Last time I flew into Townsville, I shot a little sneaky video at the airport at the luggage carousel. I was the only person not in thongs.
Well, it is hot up there.
Well, good on them. Why not?
Absolutely. And I think they're going to get a sold-out crowd up there. So fantastic for the Bundaberg region. And, for the Bulldogs, too, for taking this game to Queensland.
What are the Broncos up to next?
Okay, so the Broncos have got Newcastle next Saturday night. That'll be a big game at Suncorp Stadium. North Queensland have got East next week as well after this game versus the Bulldogs. And then Gold Coast have got Manly. So Manly haven't been going too well, so it could be a good win for the Gold Coast there.
Okay, in the AFL, at the Gabba this afternoon, it is a sellout for Brisbane versus Carlton.
Absolutely. They're going to get about 32 to 35,000 at the Gabba today. It is members round as well for the Lions. So Lions fans today, they are going to be getting giveaways. They've got the opportunity to basically lead the team out for the Guard of Honour. They're doing a lot of things from that Lion Park fan engagement zone as well from about 2 p.m. But it's a huge one. Daniel Rich is back. Brendan Stasovich is back. They're six on the ladder. This is a must-win game for the Lions. They've got St Kilda next week as well, who, you know, won't be easy as well. well. So it's a huge one at the Gabba. And, yeah, sold out. So fantastic for the Lions.
The Suns have gone down overnight. What are the other things we need to know?
They did. So Hawthorn defeated the Suns by about 7 points. The Suns have had such a great year, losing a couple of games by such small margins. So they're going to be huge next year. I think they're going to make the eight next year. GWS defeated Essendon. Frio defeated the Western Bulldogs. Geelong destroyed St Kilda. And Richmond defeated Port Adelaide. So it's really right now, in a couple of games to go for till the finals, Brisbane need to keep pushing. So hopefully they can get a win today over Carlton. It's a great day for footy at the Gabba.
Oh, beautiful day for it. Now, rugby fans were up early this morning to see Australia defeat Argentina.
That's right, yeah. So it wasn't the best first half. It was 19-10 at the break, and then the Wallabies stormed home to win 41-26 in the second half. So they had a great game there as well. A lot of tries in that second half as well. So good for the Wallabies to start that off, especially because New Zealand lost as well versus South Africa. So I think the record now for New Zealand in their last six games, that they've lost five of them. So unheard of for the All Blacks as well.
What's going on with Michael Hooper?
Yeah, so yesterday Michael Hooper pulled out of the Wallabies game about 24 hours ahead of time, basically saying his mindset wasn't in the right place. And he's been applauded, and I think rightly so as well, for having the leadership and responsibility to say, you know, I'm not feeling right, my mental health's not right, and it's time to put my hand up and take responsibility and basically sit this one out kind of thing. So I think that's fantastic. And I think, you know, for myself too as a school teacher, I think that shows a lot of leadership for a player, a role model, to do that as well kind of thing for kids.
It's going to cause a lot of debate though, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, more EP action in the football overnight.
That's right. So Fulham got ahead of Liverpool, but it was a 2-2 draw in the end there. Chelsea beat Everton 1-0. Bournemouth defeated Villa 2-0. Leeds got the win over Wolverhampton. Newcastle defeated Nottingham Forest in their first return back. And Spurs destroyed Southampton 4-1 as well. Tonight, you've got Leicester versus Brentford, Manchester United versus Brighton, and West Ham versus Manchester City. So it's been a big weekend in the Premier League.
And today is a historic day in terms of Australian football, isn't it?
That's right. This is something that I don't think a lot of people know about. It's this day, August the 7th in 1875, so 147 years ago, the first ever game of football that's been recorded on record was played between the Brisbane Metropolitans and the Woogaroo Insane Asylum inmates out at Goodna. Okay. And so the birthplace of soccer in Australia in 1875 on this day was at Goodna, which I think is just such an incredible story.
Literally no one listening would have known that. I guarantee you that. Yep. At the games, it's still Australia v England, isn't it? 155 medals we have. England's 148. And if you're counting gold, we're 59 to England's 15.
That's right. So that record we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, getting to 66, I think we're going to get very close to that. Tonight, we've actually got the, at 2 a.m., the Australian women's team are playing India in the final of the T20 cricket, which is going to be a huge one. Get up for that. The Kookaburras in the hockey defeated England, and they're through to the gold medal match. So there's two opportunities there. The netball, the Australian Diamonds beat England to reach the final versus Jamaica, who actually beat them in the pool game. Jamaica's beaten Australia and England, and as much as I'm a Diamonds fan, I think Jamaica are the one that are going to win this one. They've just had so much success in this tournament kind of thing, so that's fantastic. But we've also had gold in the athletics, we've had gold in the rhythmic gymnastics, in the diving as well, and in the lawn bowls as well. So lawn bowls, you know, courses all across Australia should be going off today.
Continues to be very successful games for us. Now, you're a fan engagement specialist, and a couple of things you've brought up this morning around the world of Bitcoin and non-fungible tokens. I struggle to understand some of this, but Oxford,
a lot of people do.
Oxford right. City Football Club is going to accept Bitcoin payments.
That's right. So Bitcoin's one of those ones that's especially been very volatile in the last couple of months. But the team over there, Oxford City, have basically said, if you've got Bitcoin, you can pay for your pie, you can pay for your match day program, you can pay for your tickets to come into the game. But it's interesting because maybe in 5 years' time, maybe in a year's time, that money that you've paid with Bitcoin for a pie might end up being $500 or $100 or something like that. But it could also go the opposite way for the team. So it's an interesting concept that they've decided to jump on board with Bitcoin. And, you know, teams are always looking for these different advantages and using technology and looking for commercial opportunities. So,
but as you say, it's so volatile. It's like them saying, we will also accept payment in American dollars, for example.
Could be, yeah.
And you buy your American dollars on the Friday, you go to the game on the Saturday, and suddenly you're not holding the value, or it could be the other way, like one way or the other.
Exactly.
Rather than sticking with the currency of the country that you're in. But the other one is a Crawley Town football club, who are basically, the short version of this is you can, fans can pay to vote for who should be selected to play in the team.
That's right. They've actually done it as well. So what happened was the players, they had to pick, obviously, for the new season, and they put a vote out to their fans. Basically, they had to buy one of these NFT tokens to vote, and then they took those votes in and allowed fans basically to vote on, you know, using your NFT token to decide who are we going to choose. We need to get a midfielder, but we're going to let you basically choose the vote as well. So a good way in that fan engagement side of things to throw it open to fans, but also quite interesting with the technology side and, NFTs and crypto and everything.
Extraordinary. Blair Hughes, as always, you bring some great stuff to the table. We'll see you next weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you, Ramona and Gemma, have a great day at the show.
Thank you so much. We will.
Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com, 19 past 11 on 4BC. Let's check the roads with Peter Gooch. Sweets and Fox on the Run on Brisbane's News Leader 882 4BC, live from the show, coming up after 11:30. What is it?